Thank you. So actually, I'm not from the meteorological field. So then I'm very welcome to the comment. So the Okay. Something wrong. Wow. So. Wow. So excuse me. So something wrong. Okay. Sorry. Wow. Okay. Okay, start again. So Whoa, okay, something wrong. Okay, I have developed a new numerical scheme, of course, on grid scheme, and then I'd like to introduce and review the ideal scheme and application for incompressible and also the shallow water equations. Then I use the latitude longitudinal coordinates. Then we have to use the polar cap. Then so if I have time, I'd like to talk about the adaptive mesh refinement, just the same directions with the previous talk, John. Ideal scheme is I stand for the interpolation. So we also use special grid, and then we assume interpolation function in between grids. So this interpolation function is a good approximate solution for given partial differential equation. Then D stands for the differentiation. We do not use a finite difference. So just we use for this term, a derivative term. So then we take a differentiation of the interpolation function. Then here and here. Then this O means the operation, differential operation. So we regard the partial differential equations as a differential operator. So then we can use many times to get the higher order derivative. Okay, so first I will show the interpolation. So it's a very special, it's a bit special. So we use Hermite interpolation. So normally you use variable for the density or velocity. But not only variable, but also the special derivative, first special derivative, independently. So then we can construct a higher order interpolation. Attention, this point I, and then we construct from here to here, just a compact 3 point, and then we have the six values of F, 3F and the three derivatives FX. So then we have six matching conditions. Then we can construct the fifth order polynomial function. Then we call this center interpolation. But in the case for the advection equations, just the characteristic is just one direction. Then we use up window interpolation. Now attention here. So then we construct from here to here just one mesh. then the this case so two F conditions and two FX conditions, then the we can construct the third order interpolation for the up window region. Then the so proceed not so much time, so we proceed to the timeout direction. So the, we do a Taylor expansion like this, but we use not only value, so that also the fx. So then the, we have to time integrate for the fx. Then they just take by taking differentiation for this, then we get this. So we can solve both equations, and then the we insert substitute by this this is the given partial differential equation by this term and this term. So by using the second operation two-time operations, three-time operations, then the, we replace the time derivative by the special derivative. So then the, this special derivative for the interpolation functions, then the, we can time advance. Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a simple equation, the application test for the Burgers equation. So the, this is the, just the same, and then the, we take derivative of the equation then here, and second UTT, so the second derivative, and also the these series of equations is are coming from the here. Then we substitute the Taylor expansion just here. But the one point, the, for this advection term, so we use the upwind interpolation, but for this the diffusion term, so we use the center interpolation. Just selectively we use. Then the result is very good, and this is the initial profile, and then the after 200 times, so the we can get the weak solution here. Shock front moves with the 1 minus 0.5 divided by 2. So this is the speed of weak solutions. Then the we can get a very good agreement with the position of the weak solutions. Okay, then. Oh, this is the case. So I will write about the. So our scheme is the not conservative form. So the non conservative form, then we have to increase a small viscosity. So then the. But almost negligible. So then the, we have get the. This position. Okay. Then the also we can apply the two-dimensional hyperbolic equation. So sound. So this maybe you know the almost sound wave or the gravity wave. Then these are initial conditions. Then we get the check the we check the error so accuracy. So. We test two grids. So one is A grid, collocated grid. So, but in this case, we can use a fifth center interpolation. But Stuttgart for our case, for our field Stuttgart. So the C grid. So in this case, we have to use a cubic interpolation. Then the this is error, just the almost same measurement. For the shallow water equations, and then the, this axis shows the grid number or the resolution. So the, this is the grid C. So C grid then shows the third order accuracy because the cubic interpolation. And then this time we don't use Taylor expansion. Just use, or this case, this is Runge-Kutta time integration by fourth order. So then, time integration fourth, then the show the third order. So this case, we use a fifth order polynomial. Time accuracy is a fourth order, then show the fourth order accuracy totally. So it's this case, or of course, the coupling between the space and time, and then the space, spatial accuracy is fifth order, but the time accuracy is fourth order, we get the fourth order accuracy. Okay, so this is the incompressible fluid, so normal fluid. So divergence free and normal the Navier-Stokes equation, just the same, almost same as the semi-implicit technique. And then also we use a Mach algorithm, and then this is the same, take a divergence from here. So then we reduce the Poisson equations, almost comparable with the Helmholtz equations. Then we can also apply the ideal scheme for Poisson equations. So normally for these equations, for simplicity, we explain one-dimensional case. So normally the finite difference case. So you use the center second order center difference. So the also same the accuracy we can take the same accuracy. And this is the grid number, and this is error. So the second finite difference shows the second order. I mean, this is the grid number. This case number 10. So for the unit length, for this case 100,000, 10,000. Then the for ideal scheme, not only this Poisson equation, but also we use additional equations by taking a derivative. So because we have both the phi and phi x is the independent variable. So the we have to solve both equations. So then this shows a fourth order equation. It's very accurate. So to compare with the finite difference. So for example, so this line. So if you want to get this level of accuracy, then second order finite difference needs 10,000 grid. But for ideal scheme, so just 100 scheme is okay. So but of course too much accurate. So then this of course you need this level, but dimension, so just 10 times, so mesh is smaller than the finite difference. Okay, so this is a very normal, a well-known test, 2D cavity flow. So maybe so this cavity, and then the velocity u equal 1 is here. So then the vortex generated here. So this is a case of Reynolds number 10,000, like this. So the we have maybe you know the well-known the reference result gear. So the gears study this case by 256 times 255, but in our case just 32 times 32. And also more than 10,000 case Reynolds number. This case 64 and times 64. So we case much smaller grid numbers, and then the almost same result. Then the Reynolds number 10. So the this animations, but it's almost it's critical for the stable solutions. Then the gives a very good result. Then more than 2,000, okay, 20,000 case. So no more becomes stable. Just unstable case is continuing. Okay, so the near cavity flow we have a good result, and then the this direct numerical simulations for homogeneous isotropic turbulence. So the we compare with the spectral method. So then the same conditions and this is the ideal result. So okay, I show you this is initial condition. Then the turbulence will grow. So the this shows these are the energy spectral. Then the very good agreement with the spectral method. So for same almost same good numbers. And then the we consider we recognize almost comparable accuracy with but the ideal scheme is much smaller time CP, computational time than the spectral method. Okay, so this is a bit different application that simulation of falling leaves. So maybe you know the very chaotic trajectory, and then but it's very difficult. So because the major difficulty is a fluid structure interaction, and then the complex shape of leaves. Okay, and then the very thin structure of the fluid. So the of course the chaotic, but we don't like to know the chaotic motion. Just within the deterministic area. So then just want to do the ideal scheme. Okay. So but before I proceed to complex geometry, just want to study the falling piece of paper. Just name card, your name card. So I will show you our result. Okay. Okay. So if you almost horizontally the potential. Okay. So this is the numerical result, not video. Okay. So this is a wireframe. So now you can see the fluttering motion. If you increase the initial angle, so then so almost a straight line, so straight trajectory. But we have not so much computational domain. So then after that, maybe the turning around. So but we don't catch this motion. Okay. The next, so we proceed to the falling leaves. So the background is real, but this leaves is of course the computational graphics of our result, computational result. Okay, so this case, initial attitude, a bit change initial attitude, then the trajectory, after the trajectory is completely different. So it's a kind of chaotic. But we cannot check the real falling leaves because so many differences, because the real leaves has the elastic motion. So and we neglect, at the moment, we neglect the elastic motion, and the surface is a bit different. Okay, so we skip the mechanism of fluttering. So this case, too much time. Okay, so the overset grid we use because to keep the fine resolution along the surface because of boundary layer. So like this overset grid is used. Then also to describe the complicated structure or shape of geometry. So then a new technique, Katze method for this case. So these are like this leaves, the shape of leaves. Then we use the Cartesian mesh, and then we insert this point, and then we solve the equation at this point. So it's quite maybe new. So okay. So now too much time waste. So okay. So I proceed to the shallow water equation. Okay. Of course you know that this equation. Then because we are beginner, so then it's better to start from the test case 1. KD just solve these equations and then they also use the latitude and longitude just the same as the equation. So it's nonsense to compare with the first order up window, but third order up window, so third order IDO shows a very good result. So the okay, this after 12 days, so then the third order IDO is better than the third order up windows. Okay, and also these error measurements, but this case, so time integration is the second order, so then the maybe so the total accuracy may be less than third order. Okay, the show this shows error measurement, and then the IDO is better than the third order final difference, and we have also checked the fifth order IDO. So I didn't explain the fifth order up window interpolation, but one more point. So use the up window direction, up window region. Then the so show the ID this show the fifth order result. So and it's very good, and also the fifth order IDO is much better than the third order IDO. So okay, this is test case 2. So okay, so this is a balance, initial balance. So the just 64 times 32, so then the IDO scheme is keep the initial balance very good. So the this time also the second order time accuracy, then when we use a fourth order or fifth order time accuracy, then the this line is becomes much better. So now the test case 5. So as you like, as you know, also the result is compared with the spectral method. So but a bit different because the polar, so we cannot this time without polar cap, then we cannot treat the near the pole. So then the near here, so near the pole, we fix the value. So then a bit different. Okay, the test case 6 also good result, and the okay, so this is the result, and we are satisfied, and then the okay. So to compare with the spectral method, also good. Okay, but we have to remove the singular point. Okay, singular point. So the we use a singular point of pole at the pole. So we use polar cap by overset grid method. So this is we use the latitude and longitude coordinate. Then we use one more grid by 90 degree rotated. Then they combine this and this is the polar cap and here. Then we remove the singularity. But this case overset grid. So boundary of each grid, so have to interpolate from the other grid. So then this, but in our case, so we have value and also the derivative. So then we can interpolate completely third order interpolation for the boundary. Okay, this check for the passing through the pole. So So the okay, so show the good compared with the single grid and overset grid. So the, this case the this check is not passing through the pole, just cross the overset region. So then the almost same accuracy achieved. Okay. So, but we have to coordinate transform for the variables at the, because of 90 degree rotations. Okay. The test case 6. So this the final test the shallow water equations. So just this the without the polar cap and this with polar cap. Then the so at moment we don't check the detail error measurement, but the very good agreement with both cases. Okay, so it's no time. So the I just want to show just review the adaptive mesh refinement here. So the, as you know, to save the grid point and to keep the resolution. So then the here, okay. The but the it's a problem. So just the interpolation because the to refine in refining the grid. So the we have to interpolate. But one more thing, no uniform grid. So the grid interval. So this 2 and 1 is a big problem. But we can do the higher order element interpolation for this case, and IDO scheme can treat these cases. Okay, so they skip this, just the same example of the previous speakers, and also we can do the same. Okay, and okay, so this is a three-dimensional case. Okay, describe the good shape of the material. So okay, just this is the final. Okay, this is a front genesis problem, and also we can do the this adaptive mesh refinement. Okay, thank you.